Are you ready to step beyond your sexual walls? We're here to talk about anything you want. This is the Sisters of Sexuality show, featuring Taylor Sparks, Parrish Michelle Blair, Jet Setting Jasmine, Marla Renee Stewart, and Tiffany Janae. We have so much to talk about today, so let's just get things started. Here are your hosts, Taylor, Parrish, Jasmine, Marla, and Tiffany.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Sisters of Sexuality Five Shades of Play radio show on the Sexy Lifestyle Network. I'm Marla Renee Stewart, and I'm super, super excited today to bring you Asha Leong, who is a good friend of mine, and we are going to be talking about generational trauma and parenting, and so I'm really super, super excited to have you. So thank you for being here, Asha.
I'm delighted. My pleasure.
Awesome. So for those of you who are not familiar with Asha, I'm going to read out her bio. So Asha is a lover of queers and has a deep passion for helping people create and manifest their personal vision of sexual liberation. She specializes in spiritual coaching, chakra energy healings, goddess card readings, and nonprofit consulting. Leong is the founder of the Sexual Liberation Collective, and through her business, Dreaming Desires, Asha helps QTPOC, that's queer and trans people of color, heal from trauma, life plan, mediate relationships, build poly relationships, polyamorous relationships, and prepare for queer family building. So, of course, you can always visit her website at dreamingdesires.com. So, yes, Asha, so great to have you once again. So, Asha, do you remember the first time we met?
I'm not sure that I do, honestly.
I don't think I do either.
It was a long time ago. We probably met at a queer party or maybe a burlesque show or something like that.
Yeah, I'm thinking like maybe Femme Mafia or like, I cannot even remember. But it's had to be probably a good, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah. Right? Sounds about right.
A long time. Mm-hmm. Well, so we met a long time ago, and we probably through Femme Mafia stuff, ventured there, did some burlesque together, or did burlesque shows together. You want to tell the people about your, are you still doing burlesque at all? Are you still doing performing as Al Schlong?
I am. So I am a drag king, and I do male erotic dance as a drag king. And one of the things that I'm doing right now is mammogram deliveries, where people can hire me and send me to their loved ones to give a performance or a lap dance, perhaps at their place of work or at their house or at a community event. So that's something that's still really fun and juicy for me that I'm still doing these days with Al Schlong.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I feel like I've given up the burlesque, such a long time ago, but I'm hoping to maybe bring it back one of these days. Who knows? But tell me about the Sexual Liberation Collective, because I know you're like the mama of the Sexual Liberation Collective, and I know you say it's all of ours, but it's definitely a dream of yours. So how did, getting started with the Sexual Liberation Collective come about?
It really started because I'm very clear that my purpose on this planet in this lifetime is to work as a sexual liberator, to work as a healer, an educator, as someone whose purpose is to help people live their vision of sexual liberation in the world, to actually actualize it. And this work, I find, can be extremely isolating. There are a lot of people who do this work, and it may like appear that it's their full-time work, but it's not necessarily, or, they may be supported by partners or family money, while they're like trying to launch their careers as sexual liberator educators. But for me, that was not the case. And, for a long time, I was really struggling with, needing to provide for myself and now my son, Finn, and also knowing my passion in the world and knowing what I'm really put here to do on this planet, and trying to find ways of making that work more sustainable. So I really founded the Sexual Liberation Collective with two purposes. One, is to provide education around sexual liberation. You know, we work with a lot of queer, trans, people of color folks, and that's beautiful. And then the other piece is really to provide peer support for each other as sexual liberators on this journey. And for me, this has been an incredible journey. We're now in our sixth year. We're just starting to get, you know, some foundation funding and major donor funding, but we're still a tiny little baby organization with 9 collective members at the moment.
That's excellent. And congratulations on the sixth year. Goodness. Wow, I can't believe it's been that long since we've been doing this.
Yes.
Work. But so Asha and I have done some workshops at different conferences throughout the years. So it's always a pleasure to like be around you, and you always have like the greatest things to say. And so I was really excited when you started your business, Dreaming Desires, because I was like, oh, snap, like Asha's like going to be on it, like ready to go full steam ahead. So tell me about like Dreaming Desires and how that came about.
Absolutely. So Dreaming Desires for me has 3 parts. One is as a healer, I do chakra energy healings. It's 1 part Reiki and probably 2 parts my own personal psychic divination force. But I do these energy healings on folks, and I really get a lot of information from reading their chakras about what's going on with their ancestors or what's going on with their physical health. I've actually diagnosed a client with a physical issue a time or two, or just like whatever is happening in our lives and our spiritual worlds, it manifests in our energy field before it manifests in our body. And so energy healing is just a great way of spending some time on yourself, getting to relax and heal, and also getting some deep insights into your physical and spiritual life. I also love doing goddess card readings. I am a priestess, an ordained priestess, and I use it not so much to give people my opinion about the cards, but to help people sharpen their own intuition and their own divination forces, and really use the cards as a tool for personal guidance and liberation. And then the part of my work where I spend the most time is what I call spiritual consultation, which is a form of life coaching where, you know, I have clients that I see weekly or biweekly or once a month. And we really do some nitty-gritty work. So that might be how to heal as a trans person of color incest survivor. That might be how to get ready to build your queer family. That might be, I need some help getting my life together and figuring out exactly what I'm supposed to be doing in this next year of life. So I really love the trust that I'm given as a healer and practitioner, and the chance to help guide folks through their life.
Yeah, nice. So, you know, we haven't had any like ordained priestesses on our show. Like, how long have you been doing that? Like, what does it take to be an ordained priestess?
Absolutely. So I would say that I've been an earth-based practitioner my whole life. I think my mother taught me a lot about, you know, goddess path and goddess work. But I practiced alone for about a decade, most of my 20s. And when I was 31, I found my teacher, who's Sheree Lyon, who's here in Atlanta, Georgia. And she's a Black lesbian and super fierce and extremely gifted. And I've been studying with her for over a decade now. And we have a ministry called Awareness Insight Ministries. And the culmination of approximately 7 years of that work resulted in me being ordained as a priestess. So I can perform, you know, weddings, you know, blessings on children. You know, I'm basically here for spiritual support in any major life transition.
Nice. That's really great. I'm really glad you're doing that work. I feel like, you know, as a coach or life coach, and for me as a sex coach, you're always trying to find, you know, the, you know, trying to help people in any way you can. And I know as a healer, I know that's particularly important to you, especially thinking about sort of the traumas that we've had in our past and how we can really sort of overcome them and heal them. And the last time I hosted a show with Jiminika, we, you know, talked about all the sorts of different kinds of trauma and how to heal them and whatnot. But one of the things that I really thought was interesting was thinking about this concept of the trauma in your life, or, you know, generational trauma, right? Yes. And so can you speak a little bit about, like, first off, what is generational trauma?
So to me, generational trauma is trauma that our parents or ancestors experienced that we are being handed down through our DNA and through our spiritual connection with the ancestors. So, you know, a concrete example of generational trauma is that for my son, Finn, I'm a queer solo parent by choice, so I'm his primary parent, but I do have a very active person who is his bio dad or sperm donor. And for my donor, his grandfather was Japanese and was interned in the internment camps here in America when that happened. So, you know, he lost everything. They lost all their property. They lost all their money. They were interned in these camps for the duration of World War II. He actually enlisted in the military as a way of trying to get his family out of internment, but he wasn't successful. So I think about this as a generational trauma that my son experiences that I don't, because it's not in my lineage. It's in his lineage. Mm. And it's something that we're definitely going to be learning and talking about, you know, throughout his lifetime.
Wow, that's so interesting that you said that, because I did an interview when I was, I don't know if you know Debelina over at Emory, but she is the department chair of the Women's and Gender Studies program over there. And she's also a neuromolecular scientist too, right? Yeah. And so she does the cross point of women's and gender studies and feminism and, you know, our neurobiology. And so when she was explaining to me about how these two cross over, just even thinking about, like, the generational trauma or the things that are in our DNA are just, like, in our DNA. Like, yeah. And the really great example that she gave was, like, you know, do you ever wonder why there's so many people who are overweight, right? And I was just like, well, it could be anything from the food we eat to whatever. She's like, well, actually, it's thinking about, like, how we were in the Depression, right? And so these things of not having enough food get stored in our DNA. And so that is sort of generations later how, you know, how it just is, it's in our DNA to want to store. So anyway, I thought that was really interesting. But we are, so we're going to talk more about generational trauma after our break. But again, if you're just now listening, we have Asha Leong of the Sexual Liberation Collective and Dreaming Desires here on the Sisters of Sexuality Five Shades of Play radio show on the Sexy Lifestyle Network. So we'll talk to you soon.
Sexy is back. And we've got it going on all the time here on the Sexy Lifestyle Network.
Organic lovin' for the bodies you love to love. How do people describe you? Are you curious, playful, maybe sensual, adventurous? How about open-minded? The truth is, no matter who you are, Organic Lovin' has something to indulge your fantasies. We offer only organic, natural, and eco-friendly intimate body products, including vegan condoms, organic lubricants, body-safe sex toys, and sex-positive books. You won't find anything harmful in our products or toys. We also have a full range of other experiences, including erotic seminars and exotic adult-only vacations. Receive our adult subscription box for a monthly sexual delight. Be educated, entertained, and informed. Organic Lovin', for her, for him, for you, for the bodies you love to love. Visit organiclovin.com. We offer shipping worldwide, so stop by the site anytime. Organic Lovin', that's LOVEN.com. maximize your orgasms and just let go. The Throes of Passion waterproof pleasure blanket guarantees to keep your sheets dry, no matter how wet it gets. From massage oils to lubes and beyond, we've got your bed covered. So just throw it down and get it on and get lost in your very own Throes of Passion. Then toss it aside and bask in the afterglow of great sex in warm, dry sheets. The all-new Naked Fleece provides a soft and sexy playscape, while the Stay Dry Barrier protects your bed, your couch, and even your carpet. It's machine washable, large enough to cover a king-size bed, and light enough to travel discreetly. To get your own Throes of Passion waterproof pleasure blanket, visit thesexylifestyle.com and order yours today. That's thesexylifestyle.com. Great sex starts now.
You are listening to Sisters of Sexuality. To check in with the show and ask your questions, call us at 1-866-613-1612. That's 1-866-613-1612. Or send an email to sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
Welcome, welcome back to the Sisters of Sexuality Five Shades of Play radio show on the Sexy Lifestyle Network, sponsored by lifestylecruising.com. We are talking about, I'm Marla, your host today, and I'm talking to Asha Leong about generational trauma, solo parenting, being a queer mama, and all the, you know, sexual liberation tactics, you know, we can talk about. So the first segment, we just reviewed sort of what Asha does. So thinking about healing as a healer, as a life coach, as a spiritual healer, and as an ordained priestess, which I think is the first on this show. Super excited. So if you want to go back and listen to that, please do on the replay. So today, or this next segment, I want to talk about generational trauma. And so we kind of talked about it before in introducing it and saying, you know, what it is and thinking about generational trauma. And so, Asha, you were talking about how Finn's dad has sort of generational trauma, not has, but sort of, but does have generational trauma with the Japanese internment camps. And so I was thinking about, before we got on this call, I was thinking about my own generational trauma. Mm-hmm. And thinking about my mother and thinking about my ancestors and, you know, being a black person, you know, living in America, right? Thinking about, you know, our history around, you know, slavery and my mom's sort of attempt to look up our ancestry and, you know, find bits and pieces here and there. But really not being able to piece together, like, how far my family goes back and how that's really sort of, you know, maybe traumatizing in the piece of, like, I don't know all of my lineage, right? And then also just thinking about generational trauma around what my mom experienced, you know, or what my biological father, you know, experienced and how I'm not even... sort of even a part of his world. So I guess in a sense of generational trauma, is it only around like lineage or ancestry, or is it sort of about, like, you know, my mom was abused and so her trauma might carry on down to me?
No, it's absolutely about that. So, you know, my mom is a survivor of child sexual abuse. And one of her coping mechanisms is compulsive eating. So as a child, I learned that coping mechanism of compulsive eating, and I'm still a compulsive eater as an adult. But it's not a response to my own trauma. It's a response to her trauma. It's a learned response.
So, like, what have you done to sort of, have you tried to combat that somehow, or is there anything that we can do to, like, unlearn this generational trauma?
So So there is, I mean, I think the first thing is really getting in touch with what the generational trauma is. So like in your case where you don't know your lineage, you know, it is possible to do some ancestral work and meditation that would give you the spiritual answer to where your people are from. So I just want to throw that out as a possible solution. But then I think there are also some specific therapies that are really useful. So if you're into going to a counselor or a therapist, EMDR therapy is a very good therapy to do for trauma specifically. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to tell you about this therapy. I've done it and it sounds
what is EMDR?
It sounds totally cuckoo, but it works incredibly well. So basically what you do is you do talk therapy and you go back and you try and put your body in the state of the experience of the trauma, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you go back and you revisit it and you talk about it. And then you're listening to some music on headphones and it's different frequency on each ear. And then you're also like got your eyes fixed on a certain point that moves. And there's something in that happens where you're reprogramming your brain from an active trauma to more of a calm trauma through this physical process. So it's part emotional, part physical, but it's a very common therapy. It's very proven. And I definitely have personally felt a lot of relief from this therapy for trauma. And it's EMDR is what
it's
called.
EMDR. And would you mind telling us your story about like exactly what you went through with the EMDR?
Sure. So, you know, this goes with my parenting journey also, that when I was about, I think, 24 weeks pregnant with my son, Finn, I was in a catastrophic car accident. My niece, Chloe, who was 6, died. My mother has a traumatic brain injury. And me, while pregnant, broke 4 ribs. Mm-hmm. And my brother was in the car as well. And so I was going through this, like, incredibly difficult lifetime of feeling so much grief at the passing of my niece, so young in life, of feeling a lot of worry for my unborn child and trying to heal these ribs before I had to use my body to push him out into the world. Mm. And, you know, even after he arrived, it was this time of great joy and great sadness. It felt very roller coastery. And so I didn't have time to get to therapy until about August of that year. The accident was in December. So it took a while for me to get back into therapy. But once I did, this is one of the therapies that I did to try and heal the trauma of the accident. To try and, you know, get a better control on my grief so that I could be a better parent.
So you were listening to these frequencies and in each of your ears, and then you said you focus on something?
You focus on on points, and you do these rapid eye movements that end up happening. And there's something in the rapid eye movements and the sound and the focusing that just kind of, and, you know, your body is in the, you're trying to recreate the feeling of this trauma, you know, and then you kind of rewrite it physically in your brain and in your body. So it doesn't like remove it completely, but it does really make it less active, less painful.
Interesting. Yep. So you said you advise on that just because, I mean, for you, you were like, I have to raise this baby, but for other people, what does that mean maybe for other people if they were?
Well, you know, I think we all have trauma. So whether we're sexual assault survivors, whether, you know, this is a hard one for me as a new parent. My priestess mama tells me we're not born into the families that we're supposed to have. And that, like, we're not born into families that we have a smooth experience with. We're born into families in which we're having a spiritual experience of conflict with a lot of the time, you know? And so, you know, a lot of us have a childhood trauma. You know, I think most everyone has childhood trauma. So whether it's the trauma of losing a great love in your life, or, you know, the trauma of, you know, being addicted to drugs and alcohol, or, you know, the trauma of having your body be violated, that EMDR would be useful in any situation that is about trauma.
Nice. I really, I will definitely suggest that to my clients who might need that. I guess maybe I should try it myself first. So
yeah.
One of those things I'm like, wait, you need that, but I don't know how it is. But yeah, it sounds really, really useful. I'm very, very interested. Do you happen to know what EMDR stands for?
I have to look it up because it, of course, stands for something. But I'm going to use the short.
Okay, no problem.
Let's see. So, it's called eye movement desensitization. What is it? Let's see. Eye movement desensitization and reprocessing therapy, EMDR.
Wow.
So there's a whole institute, and not every therapist does this. This is like an additional training you have to go through. So it can be kind of hard to find the right practitioner sometimes because it's not necessarily listed as a specialty on health insurance websites. Mm-hmm. But luckily I found the right person for me who took my health insurance and was really able to help me through a difficult time.
Awesome. Awesome. So folks in Atlanta, if you need an EMDR person, please find Asha and get the reference.
Yeah.
Insurance, you know, policy. That's great. So we're going to transition a little bit because I know, you know, you talked about sort of the generational trauma and how it might affect Finn, you know, a baby. Mm-hmm. And gosh, I know he's probably like not even a baby now. He's getting older. How are you feeling?
He turned four in April.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe it. 4 years old already.
Being a parent is super miraculous. The other night he woke up out of a dead sleep, looked straight at me and said, "Mama, you're doing the most." And then his head back down and went to sleep. And I'm just there like, I'm doing the most. You're the one who kicks me awake at 4:30 every morning. And like, I'm doing the most. Okay. I hear you. Fine.
That is hilarious. Wow. Mama, you're doing the most. Wow. Open. That is so great. So yeah, I just want to, you chose to be a solo parent, and I think that's very, very, admirable and like courageous, as people would say, and just brave. And like, I am just like, wow. 'Cause I know for myself, I know I wouldn't necessarily be able to do it. and I know you were like, Marla, you can do it. And I'm just like, no, I think it's not in my skill set. I know my mom did. I know a lot of people do it. But yeah, I know it's, I know it has its challenging, but I know it's very, very rewarding. But we're going to talk about, you know, your choice to be a solo parent, shortly. Or in this next segment, but I just want to let everybody know that you are listening to the Sisters of Sexuality Five Shades of Play radio show on the Sexy Lifestyle Network, sponsored by LifestyleCruising.com. So come back and let's, we'll talk to Asha about her choice in solo parenting.
Craving more from your sexy lifestyle? Search our businesses, services, blogs, articles, and videos, and keep in touch with us by subscribing to our newsletter, all on thesexylifestyle.com.
Mystery Vibe is where the best of humanity and technology combust into your pleasure. Personalized, the world's first body-adapting vibrator. Crescendo adapts, bends, wraps, and vibrates in your every curve and crevice. Use solo, duo, trio, or more. And with an app control that commands your pleasure across 12 presets. Oh, and you can even make your own vibration. Crescendo is adored by all, from feminists to Forbes. Go to MysteryVibe.com now for your pleasure. Personalized.
You are listening to Sisters of Sexuality. To check in with the show and ask your questions, call us at 1-866-613-1612. That's 1-866-613-1612. Or send an email to sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
Welcome to the Sisters of Sexuality Five Shades of Play radio show on the Sexy Lifestyle Network, sponsored by LifestyleCruising.com. I'm your host today, Marla, and we're talking with Asha Leong of the Sexual Liberation Collective and Dreaming Desires. And if you've missed the first half of the show, you've missed some good, good stuff. We talked about, of course, the Sexual Liberation Collective and Asha's business, Dreaming Desires. We talked about generational trauma and sort of how it affects us individually, as well as how it can affect our future babies. And this segment, I really wanted to touch on, Asha, your decision on solo parenting and, you know, having that be a choice for you and how, you know, you wanted to pursue this journey. So tell us, like, what came, like, why did you decide to be a solo parent? What led to that decision?
Well, for me, I always knew I wanted to be a parent. Even as a child, I was clear that the job I wanted when I grew up was to be a mama. And I really planned my life around that. You know, I had some major life goals I wanted to accomplish. I was born in New Zealand, and so for New Zealanders, it's very common to travel for a year. It's called your big OE, or overseas experience. And I did that. I traveled for a year. And I wanted to make sure that I got that out of the way before it was time to do baby making. But for me, I always knew I wanted to be a parent. I was planning my life around that. And I found myself in the situation where, you know, my romantic partnerships did not, you know, provide me with a co-parent or a partner around the time that I was willing, you know, the time that I was ready to become a parent. And I think really, honestly, my deep commitment to non-monogamy really helped too, that, you know, I can have lovers in my life that don't have to be a partner, that don't have to be a co-parent, that really I can manage the day-to-day of my family life, the spiritual, the physical, the, you know, financial responsibilities on my own.
Wow, that's really amazing. And I know you've built such a community, and I totally admire you for that, because it's just like you have the most amazing community, your local community around you. I'm sure from afar, who's like helping you in every way they can with Finn. And I just think about this all the time because, you know, I'm on my own little parenting venture at the moment. Yes. And it's so interesting. And I know, you know, I just remember, you know, you saying this a few years ago, just like, Marla, you can do this. You got it. You know, and always giving me, you know, advice on everything. And so I'm really just appreciative that you've been in my life to help me with this venture, even though it's, you know, it's this journey. It is a journey.
It is.
To start the process like in January, and just because of my travel schedule, I'm not, you know, I can't be at the doctor's office all the time like they want me to be. But
no, they do. Yep.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating. I'm like, why do I need to be here all the time? They're like, do you need this test and this done and that done and all the things? And especially because now that, you know, I'll be turning 39 in May, like all the things, you know, they're like, it's going to be a geriatric pregnancy, or, you know, and we know that everybody's having babies later on in life.
Yeah.
But for the most part, like everything has come back healthy for me. And Esther and I are doing our honeymoon in Japan. So I was just, you know, at first we were like, oh, let's hurry up and try to get pregnant. And then I was like, but no, because I want sushi and I want to drink lots of sake. Like,
well, if you think about it, the Japanese pregnant women are eating sushi every day. Let's be real. So, you know, warnings about what is okay or not okay culturally for women to do very much depends on where you are in the world. You know, Russian and Korean pregnant ladies are absolutely in the spa, you know? You know, and actually, cut melon in the grocery store has much higher rates of listeria than fish does. So it's kind of like educating yourself about what the realities are and where you're willing to take risks and where you're not. But getting pregnant and the process of building a family is really one of those deep experiences that is truly in the goddess's control. There's a lot of magic in it. The timing is really unknown, both the timing of getting pregnant and the timing of birth. It's really one of my favorite areas of work right now that I get to do life coaching with people who are ready to get pregnant or ready to foster or ready to adopt, ready to build their family, however the right way is for them, and supporting them through that process. I also wrote a workshop on queer family building, and that really covers all the ins and outs of the biological, the spiritual, the physical, the financial preparedness that is good to do when you're ready to build your family and bring a baby into this world.
Nice. I think a lot of us need that. You know, I feel like I have, you know, friends, you know, family, but also like the couples that I have that are my clients, you know, who are like not even afraid to get accidentally pregnant, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, when for like, especially a lot of queer folks, you know, it's just, it's a, for a lot of us, it is challenging.
Yes.
Right? And one thing you said to me, which I thought was very fascinating a couple years ago, was just how you talked about how it was all chemistry, or how it's all like this super scientific thing, right?
Yes.
And how it's so, you know, things can be so precise. And so I'm just so curious about like the preciseness of everything, because I feel like I can be such a naturalist at times, just like, just get the turkey baster and just let's work it out, you know, instead of like, I got to go to the doctor and she's got to flush out my tubes and I got to take every test in the book and, you know, like all of these things that like a lot of straight people don't have to do, or heterosexual, cisgender, heterosexual folks don't have to do or think about.
Right.
I know you are you still thinking about having another child?
I am. So I've had the strange experience of getting pregnant very quickly with my son. And then, you know, I've been trying for 3 years. I've done 12 tries in 3 years for a sibling. Mm-hmm. And I've done them every which way. I've done them home insemination. I've done them at the doctor, IUI with medication and frozen sperm. I'm just like, I've done it every which way there is to do it. And so far, no success. And so it's wild, because when I got pregnant with Finn, I was 37. I had Finn when I was 38. And then I started to try for a sibling. I must have been about 39 or 40. But even just a couple of years later, I'm just really struggling with infertility, really struggling with trying to make a second baby.
Mm. Do you think it's, and I know you said it's sort of all about science. Do you think it's science, or do you think it's something else? Like, because I know, thinking about generational trauma, or, you know, all the things spiritually.
I think for me, it's about spirit, in that, you know, in this past year and a half, I stopped working my well-paid corporate job and I struck out on my own to build my business. And it's been a time of great learning curves and success, but also a time of great financial instability at times. You know, things are going gangbusters with the business right now, but I certainly had moments last year in which I wasn't sure how I was going to make my mortgage payment, or how I wasn't going to, you know, make sure that all my kids' needs were attended to. And so it's definitely been a big hustle. And I think for me, the level of energy and manifestation it takes to bring another baby, I haven't been stable enough to really do it. So I haven't closed the door. I still hope and pray on it. And I'm certainly more stable now. So I might have another try or two in me, but it is a brutal, devastating process to go through the 2-week wait 12 times, and all the planning. And you know, I don't want to give you a ballpark of what I have spent on this effort. You know, it's a huge sum of money. It's a huge amount of time and energy. And so far I have nothing to show for it.
Yeah. It's very interesting when Esther's coworker said her and her wife spent about $35,000 on their IVF treatment, like the whole, including like everything, and they got pregnant on the first try. So I was just like, wow, you know, like $30,000 for one try, like, ugh.
Well, you know, people shop around. So just like there's medical tourism internationally, there's a clinic in the United States that will do IVF for $5,000. So, you know, it's much easier to fly to upstate New York and do your IVF there for a fraction of the cost of what it might cost in your home city. But this is why, you know, working with, you know, life coaches around this is so important, because the doctors are not going to tell you there's a cheaper version of the same thing somewhere else. You know, and unless it occurs to you to shop around, you know, I can tell you in Atlanta where the cheapest option is in Atlanta. It's at the Surgeon Massey Clinic. And the cheapest option in the country is at CNY, which is a clinic in upstate New York. Yeah. So, you know, and CNY is doing $5,000 and Surgery Massey is doing about $8,000. But that doesn't include medications, which could easily run you $5,000 to $10,000 a cycle of IVF.
Yeah.
So it's just something, you know, that's extremely, extremely expensive and that most health insurance companies do not cover, at least in Georgia. Some states require you to cover it, like Massachusetts. But, you know, those folks are extremely lucky. You know, other ways to get IVF covered, you know, Starbucks will pay for IVF even if you're a 21-hour-a-week employee. So a whole bunch of women go get Starbucks jobs just to get the IVF coverage. Nice. There's a whole movement of women doing that as a way of trying to get accessible fertility treatment.
Wow, that's amazing. We have to transition to, but I really want to talk about your spirituality coaching and your energy healing next. So if you're just in tune with us, we are here with Asha Leong, but we are the Sisters of Sexuality, Five Shades of Play radio show on the Sexy Lifestyle Network, sponsored by LifestyleCruising.com. So we will get back to you shortly.
Organic lovin', for the bodies you love to love. How do people describe you? Are you curious, playful, maybe sensual, adventurous? How about open-minded? The truth is, no matter who you are, Organic lovin' has something to indulge your fantasies. We offer only organic, natural, and eco-friendly intimate body products, including vegan condoms, organic lubricants, body-safe sex toys, and sex-positive books. You won't find anything harmful in our products or toys. We also have a full range of other experiences, including erotic seminars and exotic adult-only vacations. Receive our adult subscription box for a monthly sexual delight. Be educated, entertained, and informed. Organic Lovin'. For her, for him, for you, for the bodies you love to love. Visit organiclovin.com. We offer shipping worldwide, so stop by the site anytime. Organic Lovin', that's LOVEN.com.
Mystery Vibe is where the best of humanity and technology combust into your pleasure. Personalized, the world's first body-adapting vibrator. Crescendo adapts, bends, wraps, and vibrates in your every curve and crevice. Use solo, duo, trio, or more. And with an app control that commands your pleasure across 12 presets. Oh, and you can even make your own vibration. Crescendo is adored by all, from feminists to Forbes. Go to MysteryVibe.com now for your pleasure. Personalized.
You are listening to Sisters of Sexuality. To check in with the show and ask your questions, call us at 1-866-613-1612. That's 1-866-613-1612. Or send an email to sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back to the Sisters of Sexuality Five Shades of Play radio show on the Sexy Lifestyle Network, sponsored by LifestyleCruising.com. I'm your host, Marla, and I'm with Asha Leong, who is part of the Sexual Liberation Collective and her own business, Dreaming Desires. And so if you've missed the beginning of the show, we talked about generational trauma, what that is. We talked about solo parenting and how it's a choice and building community from solo parenting. And then we also talked about all sorts of just parenting in general. I really wanted to get into your spiritual coaching and your energy healing, because I know, you know, there's a lot of us that, you know, may have tried Reiki, or you know, we might look to, you know, tarot cards, or you know, if we're religious, we might go to our, you know, place of worship. But I really wanted to, you know, I guess from a sex coach point of view, right? Like, as a sex coach, I'm always thinking of healing them in the ways, of course, in sex matters, right? Like spicing up their sex life or whatever it is that's, you know, getting them off track. And so for me, my healing, or when I'm helping to heal the folks that I am coaching, a lot of it is not necessarily based on, you know, religion or spirituality. And although some of it is, a lot of it's sort of universally, like, you know, conjuring up with the universe, right? Mm-hmm. But I want to know, like, what is it like for you to be a spiritual coach? Like, what does that mean?
For me, being a spiritual coach is being able to hold space for whatever a client's spiritual beliefs are. So if they are a Christian or Muslim or Hindu or Buddhist, or an earth-based practitioner, or if they're agnostic or atheist, you know, whatever their personal beliefs are, incorporating those and respecting those in our work together.
Okay. And so, so you do that, you guide them by doing the goddess card readings or the energy healing. What kinds of...
Sure. So, I definitely do this in my chakra energy healings that I do. And it's been, I think, the most delightful part of this last year and a half working for myself, that my psychic and intuitive powers have really grown in strength the more that I've had to practice, right? More time and people I've had the opportunity to practice with over this past year. So it's been a great point of growth for me as well. But it's really... you know, there's universal life force energy in the world. So it's in everything around us. It's in the animals and the flowers and the trees and the rocks and the concrete and our bodies. And as a chakra energy healer, I really channel the energy that is in the world around us. I pull it through my body and into my client's body. And then I go through and read their chakras one at a time. And in that reading is really where my own personal psychic and divination force comes into play. And I'm able to gather a lot of information about their health issues, any surgeries they may have had, you know, how hydrated are they? You know, so some practical physical things, as well as, you know, the spiritual questions of, you know, what are their ancestors saying to them? You know, are any, you know, deities or elements or animals, do they have messages for this person? What does this person need in their life to heal? What does this person need in their life to transform? Are really the questions that I meditate on when I am working with clients in that way.
Nice. Do you feel, have you ever seen something that is more common with your clients around like energy healing, or a particular chakra that tends to be that, you know, they can't move past?
Absolutely. So, I mean, as you know, sexual liberation is my focus. So I really focus, you know, one of the things I'm always interested in is your sacral chakra, which is right around your, you know, uterus or lower abdomen area. And that's really your seat of sexual power. And what I noticed is that, like, for a lot of us, for a lot of people, our sacral chakra is one of our strongest chakras in our body. Mm-hmm. But also for a lot of us, we're not really using our sexual energy or power. So sometimes for the people who have the most sexual power, they're not having sex with their partners or anyone else, and they're not masturbating. They're literally just kind of an island. And I really encourage people as they, you know, as they feel comfortable, to use their sexual power in the world, because it really is a healing effort. And I don't just mean having sex or doing BDSM or the traditional things when you think about sexual power. I also mean, you know, cuddling and physical touch and making out and flirting and, you know, these non-sexual things are using your sexual energy as well.
Yeah.
So I really encourage my clients a lot to flex their sacred sexuality muscles and you know, to be brave and do something that uses that energy in the world.
Yeah. For yourself, I feel like for me, like my trouble spot is definitely my throat chakra. Like,
yes.
For you, is there a particular chakra that gets you caught up?
I think probably my heart chakra. I've just had so much heartbreak and trauma, you know, this lifetime. Like, and while I do feel well loved, I don't think like love has been necessarily like a daily experience in my life for most of my life. I mean, in my childhood, of course it was, you know, I was well loved by my parents, but, you know, as a grown-up, like, a romantic partnership has not come easy, I would say. So my heart chakra, and for you, Marla, and for everyone else, who a lot of people have kind of weak or half-closed throat chakras. My advice is that your throat chakra is how you speak truth to power in this world, how you say what needs to be said, how you say things. You know, you can always speak to your past or your childhood self or anyone who's wounded you in the past. But the more that you speak and the more that you speak your truth to power in the world, the energy is coming out of your mouth and it's turning around and it's coming back to you and it's healing your weaker chakras. So it's something that's just extremely important to do. You know, whether it's you need to write that letter to an ex and burn it, or whether you need to just say your cheer parent, you know, I love you, mom or dad, but that thing you did when I was a kid has just fucked me up my whole life, and I want you to know it. Or just whatever it is that needs to be said, not necessarily to the person, although sometimes to the person I support that also. Get it out of your throat, because the more you do, the more you'll be a stronger person.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for that. I appreciate that, because I just feel like, you know, as much as I do talk about things and sometimes I hold back a lot of things, right? So I definitely will try to be better at speaking out more than I do. Maybe I just need to be around more strangers because I seem to speak to them pretty well.
They're easier, right? Yes.
They're totally easier.
Totally makes sense.
Always totally easier. So anyway, we are getting ready to wrap up in a bit, but Asha, I know you're on Facebook, Instagram. Tell us, how can people find you?
Sure. So my website is dreamingdesires.com. You can email me through there. I'm on Facebook as Dreaming Desires, Instagram as Femtron1, that's FEMMETRON1, and Twitter as Femtron as well. So yeah, I would love to talk to any of your listeners who are moved by my work or want to be in touch. Yeah, delighted to be here today.
Yeah. And so if you're looking for Asha, you want to get, you know, think about being an ordained priestess, or you want a goddess card reading, or do some energy healing, chakra healing, or you just need a life coach or a spiritual coach, Asha can definitely help you out. She's definitely helped me in my life and what I've done. And so I'm really proud to have you as a friend. As a confidant, as, you know, someone who I admire and cherish. So thank you so much for taking the time with me to be on the show.
Oh, Marla, thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.
Oh, awesome. Well, we are getting wrapping up, but I am Marla. You can find my company, Velvet Lips. You can find me at Velvet Lips SXED on social media. So that's Velvet Lips Sex Ed without the E. This week we have, I don't know if you've ever heard of Crescendo. It's a vibrator unlike any other. With its bendable body, customizable vibes, and smart sensors, it'll personalize your pleasure like nothing you've ever experienced. So whether you're exploring with a partner or flying solo, Crescendo brings the first time to your bedroom over and over and over again. And for a limited time, in February and March, it's half price at $73 only. Just use Crescendo-1 as the promo code. That's Crescendo-1 and start your pleasure revolution. So head over to MysteryVibe.com. Mystery Vibe is your pleasure personalized. So go to MysteryVibe.com today. So thank you all so much for listening to the Sisters of Sexuality Five Shades of Play radio show on the Sexy Lifestyle Network, sponsored by LifestyleCruising.com. Again, I'm your host, Marla Renee Stewart, and we are out. Thank you all so much for listening.
Hey, sexy people. If you're ready to start your sexual evolution, we've got some amazing prizes to give away. Some of the great prizes include Womanizer, the most advanced pleasure product for stronger, longer, and more intense orgasms. SDC.com is giving away a lifetime membership to the sexiest online community of open-minded people. Touch from experience, warm. It warms your personal lube, then automatically dispenses it with a wave of your hand. And we can't forget Throes of Passion waterproof pleasure blanket. Keep your bed dry no matter how wet it gets. For your chance to win one of these amazing prizes, simply send us an email at info@thesexylifestyle.com with the word contest in the subject line. Your name will be entered into the weekly drawing, and remember to visit our website regularly for a list of the winners and more information about all the amazing prizes and sponsors. Go to thesexylifestyle.com contest page and enter as often as you like.
Thank you for tuning into Sisters of Sexuality. Please join Taylor Sparks, Parrish Michelle Blair, Jet Setting Jasmine, Marla Renee Stewart, and Tiffany Janae again next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sexy Lifestyle Network or on demand 24/7.
When the lights are off, that's no reason not to light things up. Lube Light lets you pop its cap for instant illumination so your lube gets applied to all the sweet spots and never the awkward ones. No more slippery midsection, unless you're into that. You can keep it turned on while you're getting down with your partner. Our ambient lighting is soft enough to never blind while you're doing the grind. No matter what lube gets you vibing, it's compatible with Lube Light. Easier to turn on than your last partner, guaranteed. Get yours today at lubelights.com. Also available on Amazon and SheVibe.
Mystery Vibe is where the best of humanity and technology combust into your pleasure. Personalized, the world's first body-adapting vibrator. Crescendo adapts, bends, wraps, and vibrates in your every curve and crevice. Use solo, duo, trio, or more. And with an app control that commands your pleasure across 12 presets. Oh, and you can even make your own vibration. Crescendo is adored by all, from feminists
list to Forbes.
Go to MysteryVibe.com now for your pleasure. Personalized. Maximize your orgasms and just let go. The Throes of Passion waterproof pleasure blanket guarantees to keep your sheets dry, no matter how wet it gets. From massage oils to lubes and beyond, we've got your bed covered. So just throw it down and get it on and get lost in your very own Throes of Passion. Then toss it aside and bask in the afterglow of great sex in warm, dry sheets. The all-new Naked Fleece provides a soft and sexy playscape, while the Stay Dry Barrier protects your bed, your couch, and even your carpet. It's machine washable, large enough to cover a king-size bed, and light enough to travel discreetly. To get your own Throes of Passion waterproof pleasure blanket, visit thesexylifestyle.com and order yours today. That's thesexylifestyle.com. Great sex starts now.